vývojoví předkové dud jsou vlastně obyčejný píšťalky, které si dělají ještě dneska děti.
Here in a scene from a film entitled Call of Duty, one of the founders of the Strakonice International Bagpipe Festival, the great Josef Rezhny, describes the history of the instrument. The Bohemian bagpipes are played under the right arm, with air supplied to the bag by a bellows under the left arm. The documentary Call of Duty was produced and co-directed by longtime Prague resident Jeffa Brown.
I had shot a couple of feature films. I was tired of actors and all of their prima donna behavior, and was wanting to get back into documentary films as a producer, filmmaker. I'd been to the Strakonice Bagpipe Festival in 2002. So I've been there twice before. It happens every 2 years. And so also I was taking a greater interest in music documentaries. So no one had shot it. Originally, it was just an idea to go down there to the festival, which is a quirky, fun, very offbeat situation where, you know, why in the Czech Republic is there a bagpipe festival? But there's a huge tradition there, and the more we got into it, and the more we realized that more than just our original idea to drink beer and race around with cameras and have a good time, which is, in essence, still what we did, that there was a rich story there, which hadn't really been told in a longer 52-minute or hour-long slot documentary film. So the more we got into it, the more we decided that something more than just showcasing the festival needed to be done, that there was a real story there.
This music is from Domažlice, the capital of the West Bohemian region of Chodsko, which, like Strakonice in South Bohemia, is one of the bagpiping tradition's strongholds. One thing that emerges in Call of Duty is a certain rivalry. In Chodsko, pipes using metal screws are played, but the strict traditionalist Josef Rezhny in Strakonice tells the filmmakers he wouldn't countenance such inauthentic pipes. Jeffa Brown.
People use both, and I think it, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Western or Southern Bohemia, is the sense I always had from it. You know, there's great crossover. At the same time, I think that you know, in these bands perform together all the time at different festivals. That said, you know, people from Domažlice are very, very much from Western Bohemia, and they don't want you to forget that. The same way people from Strakonice are from Southern Bohemia, you know, when I did, I guess a lot of times I had in my head that it was a Southern Bohemian bagpipe tradition. And when I would, you know, make reference to Domažlice in the South, that was wrong. And, you know, because it's not. So the three regions we tried to concentrate on were Prachensko, which is the South, Strakonice, Chodsko, which is where Domažlice is, and then Chebsko, which is where Heb is. Somehow Hebsko appeared less, but it's more part of the border story.
Pojed, Jakub, pojed temno, zanechte ho vorani, mne už pohlík celé chlava, koca mi ho vorani.
This singer and piper is actually from the U.S., Music scholar Mike Tsvak, whose father's ancestors were Czech, features a lot in the film Call of Duty. He lives in America, but frequently comes here to the Czech Republic. On the line from Domažlice, he describes his first encounter with the duty.
That was involved all with my first trip to the Czech Republic in 1998. At the time, I was playing Scottish. I just started playing Scottish bagpipe in America, and so I had a little bit more awareness of bagpipes in general, and I took this particular trip to the Czech Republic. I started getting interested in my heritage a little bit, and then one of the evenings on the trip, I mentioned there would be an evening of Czech bagpipes, and I really didn't know at all what they were, and so that kind of piqued my interest, and so I took that trip, and then I saw the bagpipe played for the first time in a village called Klenči. It's here by Domažlice. And then I thought to myself that the best thing for me was to bring this instrument back to America, or bring it to America at that time, I was thinking, because I didn't know those Czechs or the Bohemians that first came to America in the 19th century, also among them in certain regions such as in certain states like in Nebraska and Wisconsin and Minnesota, there were bagpipers in America in the 19th century as well from Bohemia.
Nejsou. Prostě odjeli pryč, odstěhovali se, byli vysídlení, tak vzali si, pokud mohli, do toho povoleného, do povolených váhy.
Josef Rezhny, talking about the fate of the Sudeten Germans, who were expelled from the piping region of Cheb in West Bohemia after the war. They were allowed to bring only 50 kilograms of belongings with them, he says, so many had to leave their pipes behind. Call of Duty is subtitled Bohemian Bagpipes Across Borders. It documents the overlap in the musical cultures of West Bohemia and the German state of Bavaria.
The songs and the tradition of the songs are quite similar, oftentimes the same, just sung in different languages. And the more and more that we got into the actual dramaturgy of the film, and our dramaturg Keith Jones was a part of this as well, very much he realized, and we were all living this together, that these stories crossed over, that this was a part of the story. I don't think if we would have been foreigners here that would have made the story, because it's a highly, it's a very touchy issue, the whole Sudeten German issue. But what we very much tried to focus on was the stories and the music, and not the negativity of that situation. And that came out on its own, even though we wanted to concentrate on the music. That's all the musicians really talked about. And that was quite nice, because usually you mention the Sudeten German or the border issue and people will become very negative and you'll hear a lot of tasteless comments. And we were happy that didn't really come up in our interviews and our shooting.
Finally, how healthy is the Bohemian bagpipe tradition today? Does it have a future? Mike Zwack on the phone from Domažlice.
They definitely have a future. Primarily the future lies in folklore, which are organizations, and it's important what they do in some places like Domažlice, Strakonice, Blatna, places like this where they still teach bagpipes in the elementary art school. Especially there's many young bagpipers in Strakonice, for instance, young gals mostly, but there in Strakonice mostly young girls are playing the bagpipe. Historically, women did not play bagpipes in Bohemia. So here in Domažlice, my friend here, Jozef Kunish, teaches bagpipes, and Vlastimil Konradi also is a teacher. So that's a very important part of element that I think there's a good future for it.